The Book of Nahum, Chapter 1. The Burden of Nineveh, the Sefer of the Vision of Nahum, the Elkishi. El is jealous, and Yahuwah revenges. Yahuwah revenges and is furious. Yahuwah will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies. Yahuwah is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahuwah has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry, and dries up all the rivers. Bashan languishes, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languishes. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Yahuwah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do ye imagine against El Yahuwah? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of you that imagines evil against Yahuwah, a wicked counselor. Thus says Yahuwah, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. For now will I break his yoke from off you, and will burst your bonds in sunder. And Yahuwah has given a commandment concerning you, that no more of your name be sown. Out of the house of your Elohim will I cut off graven image and the molten image. I will make your grave, for you are vile. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that brings good news, that publishes peace. O Yehuda, keep your solemn feasts, perform your vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through you, he is utterly cut off. Chapter 2. He that dashes in pieces is come up before your face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make your loins strong, fortify your power mightily. For Yahuwah has turned away the excellency of Yaakov as the excellency of Yasharel, for the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets, they shall jostle one against another in the broad ways, they shall seem like torches, they shall run like the lightnings. He shall recount his worthies, they shall stumble in their walk, they shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. And that Sav shall be led away captive, she shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her as with the voice of doves, tabering upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water, yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take ye the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the store, and the glory out of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void and waste, and the heart melts, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravin. Behold, I am against you, says Yahuwah Sabaoth, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall no more be heard. Chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departs not. The noise of a whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the prancing horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses, they stumble upon their corpses. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that sells nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against you, says Yahuwah Sabaoth, and I will discover your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness, and the kingdoms your shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon you, and make you vile, and will set you as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon you shall flee from you, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Populus? No, that was situate among the rivers, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Cush and Mitzrayim were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Luviam were your helpers. Yet was she carried away, she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also shall be drunken, you shall be hid, you also shall seek strength because of the enemy. All your strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, your people in the midst of you are women. The gates of your land shall be set wide open unto your enemies. The fire shall devour your bars. Draw waters for the siege, fortify your strongholds, go into clay and tread the mortar, make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour you, the sword shall cut you off, it shall eat you up like the canker worm. Make yourself many as the canker worm, make yourself many as the locust. You have multiplied your merchants above the stars of heaven. The canker worm spoils and flies away. Your crowned are as the locust, and your captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun arises they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Ashur. Your nobles shall dwell in the dust. Your people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathers them. There is no healing of your bruise. Your wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of you shall clap the hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually?